No, look at it. You know what that is? The caterpillar. A power plant. A very hungry caterpillar. I don't know. Huh?
In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on the leaf.
You know what an egg is?
One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and popped. Out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar.
Oh, dear.
Yes, son. He started to look for some food. On Monday, he ate through one apple, but he was still hungry. What's this apple? On Tuesday, he ate through two pears, but he was still hungry. Here's the cookies. On Wednesday, he ate for three plums, but he was still hungry. Here's the three plums. Tom. On Thursday, he ate for four strawberries, but he was still hungry. On Friday, he ate for five oranges, but he was still hungry. Say that again.
Oranges. One, two, three, four, five.
On Saturday, he ate for one piece of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone, one pickle, one slice of Swiss cheese, one slice of salami, one lollipop, one piece of cherry pie, one sausage, one cupcake, and one slice of watermelon. That night he had something. What did he eat?
He ate ice cream, cucumber. What is this?
You don't know what that is?
No.
It's a pickle.
He ate a pickle. He ate
what's this on top? You know what that is on top?
Ice cream.
No, cherry. The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate for one nice green leaf. And after that, he felt much better. Now he wasn't hungry anymore. He wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar. He built a small house called the cocoon around him. He said,
a big cocoon.
A what?
A big cocoon.
It's a cocoon.
A cocoon.
He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon, pushed his way out, and he was a beautiful what?
Butterfly.
Okay, now I'd like you to read one of Sunday's favorite books.
What's the name of this one?
Bunny Rabbit.
The Good Day Bunny Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah!
What? Good day, said Papa to everyone at the breakfast table. Papa had worked most of the night at the charity factory. I was everyone this morning. Bumper looked up from his chair and said, I'm good, Papa. Becky, Bumper.
I hold it.
Okay, here. Go get a juice. Becky Bumper's twin sister stopped pulling her toes long enough to say, I'm good too. Baby Bonnie lifted her arm. She wanted to get out of her high chair and sit on her daddy's lap.
Why she's dancing?
Papa picked her up for a minute and put her back in her own seat. Bumper, eat your toes, Grandma said. But I can't bite into it. Answered Bumper. My tooth is loose. It is not, yelled Becky. You're making it up. I know you are because we're twins and my tooth not loose. It's loose, Bumper insisted. Look at it move. Bumper wiggled his front tooth for everyone to see. Yuck, said Becky. Well, what's your little child with a loose tooth eat for breakfast? Asked Mama. What's soft enough? Ice cream, answered Bumper immediately. You can't have ice cream for breakfast, said Mama. How about an egg? No eggs, said Bumper. I'll eat my toast. Bumper took a big bite, and guess what? Bumper's tooth came out. What should I do now? Bumper asked. Grandma answered first. You should take your tooth out of the toast, Papa added. Go to the sink and rinse out your mouth, and you can also wash off the tooth, but be careful not to wash it down the drain. After he rinsed, Bumper put his tongue where his tooth used to be. Then he announced, I have a hole in my mouth. Don't worry about it, said Mama. The hole will soon fill out with another tooth, even bigger and stronger than the one you just saw.
Tell me.
Mama kissed Bumper. Grandma kissed Bumper. Papa kissed Bumper. They all smiled and told him losing his first tooth was something he felt real good about. Becky was upset. Everyone was making a big fuss over Bumper. Besides, when she twisted her teeth with her tongue, not one move, not even a little, Bumper would probably get something from the tooth fairy, and there would be nothing for her. Becky ran out of the kitchen even before she was excused. Bumper ran after Becky. He wanted to show her his tooth. And then he wanted to put it under his pillow. Before it was time to leave for school, Becky, he shouted, don't be mad. Your tooth will fall off soon. Becky didn't answer. She just picked up her school bag and headed for the door. Soon, Grandma called from down there. Let's go, twins. The bus is here. Becky and Papa hurried outside. Mama followed. She was on her way to work. Goodbye, Mama, said. Have a good day. I will, said Bumper. I won't, thought Becky. Now the house is quiet. Papa moved to his bedroom for a nap. What should we do today, Grandma? Asked Bonnie. Bonnie walked over to the kitchen counter. She pointed to the mixing bowl. Bonnie wanted Grandma to bake cookies, and she wanted to help her. Grandma put everything on the kitchen table. Flour, sugar, eggs, and butter, bowls and beaters, spoons and spatulas. Bonnie sifted and Bonnie stirred. Bonnie poured and Bonnie mixed. Grandma dropped the batter onto the cookie sheet once more for the time. When the cookies were just right, Grandma took them out of the oven and put them on the plate to cool. Then she said, it's time for your nap, Bonnie. Now it was Grandma's time. Time for Grandma to do whatever pleased her.
Coffee.
Went to the living room to practice the violin. Grandma was a good sibling. She liked to make pretty music. Playing made her feel good inside. Grandma played slow songs, then some fast ones. She tapped her foot to keep the rhythm. Grandma's feet danced as she played. Before Grandma knew it, Bonnie was calling. Grandma took Bonnie out of the crib. Out of her crib.
What about this one?
Let's go downstairs and see if our cookies are ready for Becky and Bumper. Grandma said to Bonnie as she took her out of bed. Bumper and Becky were coming up the path by the time Grandma and Bonnie got downstairs. They came inside, dropped their school bags in the hall, and headed for the kitchen. They found the cookies already on the kitchen table. Here, said Barney, nearly eager than one cookie. Who made these? Bumpus asked. Barney grinned from ear to ear. Me, she shouted. Wow, they look good, said Bumpus. Becky and Bumpus sat down for glasses of milk. Becky bit hard into her cookie, hoping her tooth would fall off just like Bumpus. But it didn't. Even though Becky didn't see the part of she said, look at her past part. Do you believe in the tooth theory? Bumper asked. Yep, Becky answered. I believe if you leave your tooth in an envelope under your pillow, someone will come, take the tooth, and leave a present instead. What kind of present? I think tooth theories leave whatever they want, but mostly it's money, said Becky. How much do you think? A quarter? Or you probably only get a nickel. You're mean, answered Bumper. I'm going up here to check out my pillow. Becky leaned up the stairs. Bumper leaned up the stairs. Becky followed close behind. Bumper leaned right to his bed and shouted, the tooth fairy stood here, and she left an envelope under my pillow. Bumper tore open the lumpy envelope and smiled as she read the message. Lose the tooth, waste the tooth, the brightest tooth, tooth fog up. Are we hit you? Real hard?
Yeah.
Here is a shiny new quarter from me. Hope this has been a good day. Love and tooth day. P.S. I thought you would want to say your tooth for a while, but I ain't saying it to you. Becky was sitting on her bed looking miserable. But something made her check under her pillow. There's an envelope under my pillow too, she yelled across the room, and it's lumpy. Becky would open the envelope. Instead, inside she found a letter and a shiny new quarter. What did the tooth fairy tell you, Bumper asked. And not 1 minute sooner, Becky read, your tooth will come out when it's ready. And not 1 minute sooner. In the meantime, make every day a good day. Let's go thank the tooth fairy, they both said together. And that's just what Bumper and Becky did. Now what happened? You know what happened? Who gave it to you? Who got money? What's their name?
My name is Robin.
What's their name? Do you know their name?
Too Fairy.
Right. You don't know their name?
No.
And their name Bumpy?
Bumpy.
Name Sally?
Sally, her name is Sally.
What is it?
Nikki.
Carol?
Yeah.
Nikki?
Yeah.
I thought it was Becky.
Yeah.
What happened to Bumper?
Bumper? The teeth fell.
Why did she fall out, Mom?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he ate a cookie.
I thought he was eating toast when he came out.
Yeah. It came out one behind toast.
Stop talking with the baby. Put the pizza out. Who made cookies?
Mommy.
No, who made cookies?
Baby.
And who else? Who helped the baby?
Lady.
Who helped the baby make cookies?
Baby.
Nope.
Yes, I did.
I thought Grandma helped.
No.
Grandma didn't help?
No.
Who
don't
was on
this
thing? Who went to school? Huh? Who went to school? What's their name, son?
Boopa.
Who else?
Becky.
Becky and Bumpa. Move. Did you ask them to see that?
Becky.
No, not really.
It is Becky.
Get your juice and go. Get.